Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 3, Perek Gimel of Makot, Mishnayot 4 and 5 today. Yesterday you introduced a concept that certain averot, certain problems, instead of getting lashes, someone could fix them. And the prime example was leaving sacrificial meat past the deadline to eat it. You're not supposed to do that, but you are supposed to burn it if that happens. So the act of burning takes the place to rectify the problem instead of the person getting lashes. Mishnah Dalet continues this idea, Hanotel em olabanim, someone takes away the mother bird while she's sitting on the young, on the eggs or on the little chicks on the nest. This is a famous mitzvah of Shiluach Haken. Shiluach Haken means sending the nest, but really means sending the mother bird away from the nest before you take the eggs. It's in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 22. And there is discussion in the modern poskim. If somebody doesn't really need the eggs or the chicks, should they go and try to scare a mother bird off the nest anyway, just to get the mitzvah? So there's a discussion in the postgame. So before you start messing around with bird nests, please consult your local Orthodox bird expert. Anyway, in this Mishnah's case, he took the bird or took the eggs and did not send the birds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo kevin v'sholeich. Rabbi Yehuda says it's too late. He gets malkut. He missed the mitzvah, he can't fix it. He says that sending away the mother bird, even though it's written second in the verse, has to come first. Chachamim omri mishalech v'neloke. The sages say if he sends away the mother bird now, then he's not going to get malkut. He's still able to fix the situation. Zeya klol, and this is the general rule, kol mitzvah lo ta'aseh, any commandment of something not to do, sheyesh b'kum aseh. But it has a get up and do component. It has a positive mitzvah component. For example, if you left the meat over, you're not supposed to, but then you have the positive mitzvah to burn it. Ein chayavin aleha. One is not liable to malkut, to lashing, for violating such a mitzvah. Instead, of course, you do what the Torah commands in order to fix the situation. Now on to Mishnah Hay.
Hakoreach korcha berosho. Someone makes a bald spot in his hair, on his head. He's ripping out hair because he's in anguish and suffering because somebody passed away or he suffered terribly. A makif peat rosho, somebody who rounds the corners of his head. This peat is also called peis. These are the corners of the beard and the hair. And the idolaters used to have a ridiculous haircut where they'd cut off the beard and the sideburns and the very back and they'd leave the top and they looked really ridiculous. The hamashchit peat zekono, or someone destroys the corners of the beard. There's a discussion in the postgame exactly where these are. So if you're trying to get a close shave, again, consult your local rabbi. The sorit srita achat alamet, someone who cuts a cut into his flesh because he lost a relative or a friend passed away. Chayav, these are problems that incur a penalty of malkut lashes. And the Mishnah analyzes this last case, Soret Srita Achat. What if he cut a single cut into his flesh? Al Chamisha Meitim, because he was distressed over five people he knows passing away. O Chamish Srita, or he cut five separate cuts. Al Meit Echad, because one person passed away. Chayev Al Kol Achat V'Achat. He's actually liable for every single person or every single act of cutting. The Gemara actually brings a scriptural source for the liability in this case. Al Rosh Shtaim. Now getting back to the haircuts and the sideburns, if someone cuts the corners of his head, he's liable twice. Achat Mikan, Achat Mikan, one for the right sideburn, one for the left sideburn. Al Zakan, but about the beard, Shtaim Mikan, there's two on one side, Shtaim Mikan, two on the other side, Achat Milmata, and one below. So it seems to be, there's a discussion of the postgame. It could be the tops of the cheek, the tops of the beard, the corner of the jaw, and the chin, but consult your local beard expert for details. Eliezer Omer, he adds, Im nitlu kulan ga'achad, if they cut off the entire beard at once, they got all five corners at once, eino chayev ela achat. It's really only chayev one malkut, one set of lashes. Ve'eino chayev od sheitzleno betar, and he's not chayev makot until he cuts them off, shaves them off, really, with a razor. Rabbi Lezer Omeri disagrees. Afilu loktu bimalket or brachitni chayiv. Even if he's using tweezers or, you know, some kind of like planing instrument that's not exactly like a razor, he would still be liable. This is still a normal way to remove hair, according to Rabbi Lezer. Where the other sages say the mitzvah is hashchota. Hashchota is destruction. It would require a cutting of the hair that goes, destroys it entirely all the way down to the skin, which would be a razor, a very close shave. So, of course, a straight razor is definitely forbidden to use, and modern poskim discuss different kinds of electric razors. Some of them are very close shave, so maybe some say that could be an issue in some cases, and some say really they work sort of like electric, tiny electric scissors, and they don't really get close enough in most cases to be a destructive act of trimming.
So again, if your electric razor gets you a really, really close, smooth shave, it might be a question for a rabbi. Shar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.